This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. We're going to return to our top story for a moment because it could have implications for one of the biggest industries in Texas, college football. Yes, there were protests against racism on campus at the University of Missouri going back to September. Yes, there was a social media campaign, and yes, there was a hunger strike by a graduate student. But it must be said, no, most folks outside of Missouri did not know about any of this until last weekend. Not until members of the University of Missouri football team announced they wouldn't play another game unless the university president stepped down. And that he did, along with the chancellor, on Monday. Now, maybe it's just the proverbial straw that broke the camel's back. Maybe. But it might be something more. Brad Wolverton reports for the Chronicle of Higher Education. Brad, if I were a university president at a school with a big-time football program right now, I'd be quivering in my boots just a bit. What about you?
Well, you know, I've covered college sports issues for more than a decade, and this is one of the more interesting moments that I've watched. And I think college leaders would have every right to be thinking, it's time we really make sure that we're connected with our players and that we're not just, sort of trying to control them and keep them in practice and help them get them to win games for us, because we really need to make sure we're recognizing their voices. And this was a good example of how things can spin out of control quickly, where a team, you know, following this awful hunger strike, which did get attention but not national attention, the football team steps in, joins arms, and they really have this outsized impact on the resignation of the president at the University of Missouri. And I think it has made leaders across the country sort of wake up to the fact that college football players and college athletes in big revenue sports have a lot of power.
College football, of course, as I was mentioning, is big business, and the University of Texas program is considered the biggest in the country once you factor in licensing. There have been calls, as I know you're aware, for college football players to demand a piece of that action, that they shouldn't have to play for free, some argue. And I guess it's hard for me not to see how this might be considered a watershed moment. I mean, if you're a football team with this much power, why would you not demand more of a say?
Well, we've had a lot of watershed moments in the last couple of years. I mean, we had this big case in which the former UCLA basketball star Ed O'Bannon and a bunch of players sued to get a share of the licensing revenue that they felt they deserved from participating in these games. We had this unionization play with Northwestern's football players. This is the latest one. What's more interesting in some ways about this is that it's kind of a grassroots thing, and it bubbles up, and it shows that you don't need a formal collective movement like a unionization effort to be able to make a difference. And I think what you are seeing, when you mentioned playing for free, I think the people on the other side who you know, hand out the scholarships and make sure all the training rooms and all those things are good for players would argue that they do get a lot in return for their time. But certainly this is an example of something that you could see translate into more agitation among players for their own rights. I mean, obviously this was for something else, and I think that's what was powerful about it, is they weren't actually standing up and saying pay us more. They were saying treat this situation differently and treat black people better. And I think that's why it really resonated and it worked so quickly. But I think you could see more movement for players on their own behalf.
How much of a difference do you think it makes that, well, for instance, at Missouri, the coaches were actually backing the players?
I think it was important in this case. I think the players had reached out to their head coach and essentially asked for his permission to go out and check out the protests. And when they returned, having met the guy who was on the hunger strike, it was really deeply impacting to them. And he could tell that. There was also a strength coach at Missouri who was the leader of this group called Missouri Men for Men, a group that's for athletes, and they discuss topics like race and the treatment of women. So I think they had people in their corner to begin with, which was really a helpful thing for them.
Brad Wolverton with the Chronicle of Higher Education. He's covering this story, of course. Thanks very much, Brad.
Thanks very much, David.